Football is where she works. Hockey is her base. She got her start in the National Hockey League. She's married to a hockey player, and she loves dogs. That's a trifecta in my book. So we're going to chat with Erin Andrews coming up. She is married to two-time Stanley Cup champion and my buddy, Jarrett Stoll. She has brought her clothing line, Wear by Erin Andrews, to the National Hockey League. And it's a really cool little partnership. It's been with other leagues, but it's finally arrived at the National Hockey League. And it's fitting because really the Wear by Erin Andrews clothing line got its start because of the NHL. We'll connect the dots there. So a little bit of fashion, but we're going to get into some hockey talk too. A whole bunch of hockey talk, both with Erin and some news and notes. So that's all coming up on The Chirp with Darren Millard.
Huzzah! Oh, how'd that feel, old man? That's a disgrace! That's a disgrace! What a joke!
Really growing on me, Stammer. Really starting to grow on me.
Erin Andrews in just a second. Can you imagine that? Say, Erin, wait in the green room. The Chirp's got a great green room. Enjoy yourself. We got a lot of stuff going on in there. You won't be bored. Howard will be taken care of. Howard's the dog. And he will be just happy back there because I want to get into some hockey talk. And I think we all owe the Pacific Division an apology. And I wanted to get this off my chest as we started here today. Everybody, to a hockey expert and hockey fan and somebody who had never watched a hockey game before in their life, said this year the Pacific Division was going to be the worst division in hockey. And you know what? Just stand back and say, I'm sorry. Thank you for doing that for me, because we've got just a resurrection of this division right now. Edmonton and Calgary doing their best impressions of the glory days. The California teams causing flashbacks to a decade ago. LA is charging. Quickie Baby has been great. Quickie Baby. That'll make sense when Erin Andrews comes on the show in just a little bit, because we were chatting just before. I always try and stop by the green room and make sure that the guests are comfortable. And she was talking about Quickie Baby and the Los Angeles Kings going great. Jonathan Quick's won four in a row. Anaheim with Troy Terry is grooving. And we've got the California teams are on fire right now. And everybody thought that there would be a team from the Central crossover and become that second wildcard team. Not so right now. So everybody just enjoy it as we approach the quarter pole about what's happening in the Pacific Division. That includes Vegas, who's battled through all these injuries, and they're above 500. That is a masterful performance. And one other note, it's not from the Pacific Division, but Kyle Connor, who's a perennial 30-goal scorer. He's got the best nickname in hockey that I can't say on a podcast right now. But it's just incredible what he's been able to do. Superstar. He's going to score 50 goals. Keep on top of that as we work our way through this National Hockey League season. A couple of other news and notes on the back half of the conversation. But Erin has arrived in here. So let's get to it. Sherm, Vito, and Big Show. Three of my good buddies from Saskatoon, and we all know, and we all sort of are part of the Jarrett Stoll entourage. Well, I'm not really. I'm more of a Klingon to that. But I wanted to give those guys a shout out as we talk to Erin Andrews, who has this great clothing line, Wear by Erin Andrews. It's been part of your periphery for a while as a hockey fan. You've noticed it in the National Football League and with Fanatics and so forth, but now it's officially part of the National Hockey League. So you can buy it for Christmas for your significant other. It's awesome. It's cool. And there's some sneak peeks into the hockey line that has just launched as we welcome in Erin Andrews to The Chirp with Darren Millard. I go into a team store, I see a logo, and then everything's built around the logo. You put like the logo is hidden sometimes, it's not hidden sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so this was created because I obviously love sports and have been around sports forever. And when I worked college for, 8 to 10 years, I was in these, school. I went to school in like a crazy, an area that, like, you know, lived and breathed college football, right? Florida Gators and college basketball. And we'd go to these towns every single weekend where, you know, it was college game day. It was just a big party. But I got to see how women were dressing and how they would cheer their fan, you know, cheer their team on. And then, you know, obviously meeting my husband and wanting to cheer for the LA Kings and, like, you know, go to the games and wear something that said Kings on it, but then wanting to go grab drinks before or go to dinner after. You didn't want to be all decked out and look like a crazy fan. But I also wanted to show, hey, like, I'm a Kings fan, I'm a Gator fan, I'm a Lightning fan. You know, what's the best way to do that? And also, I would have to go to the pro shop and buy, you know, gifts for family members for Christmas. And I'm like, why is there a huge wall with all this men's stuff and there's nothing for women? Like, we need more options here. So this started happening, you know, the conversation with me for about 5-6 years. And I was begging people to listen. My management team was listening, but, you know, I was trying to get somebody to really get into this. And thankfully in 2019, Fanatics, the NFL, they gave us a shot. We expanded to the NBA, to NCAA. And I was just like, we have to get hockey. I mean, we have to get hockey. It's my first love. It's very big in my house. And so when we finally got it, yeah, it's such a big deal. So now we got to get the NHL behind us. We got to get all these NHL female fans with wear and get them all ready for the games.
Hey, what was the first piece that you designed?
The first piece we designed, well, we had, I think, like 8 or 9 in our collection, mm-hmm. and it was a t-shirt. And yeah, that was the first, it was like 9 items, but we worked on a t-shirt first.
And were you part of the design? Are you that deep into it?
Yeah, so I am really deep into it, but I'm sure you know this. Our creative designer, my stylist, is Alyssa Green, Matt yeah. Green's wife.
Yes.
And obviously Matt and my husband were traded here to Los Angeles together from Edmonton. So I knew of Alyssa. She worked for a big time stylist here in Los Angeles when Jared and Matt were playing. She then, you know, had styled me for a few events, and we had talked about this one night in Montana together. We were like, there is nothing to wear. Like, we need something to wear. And she had talked about if they got kids, like, she wanted to dress her kids up and stuff. So it always had been in a conversation. But yeah, Alyssa is fully involved in our creative design and styling me for games, but also with wear. So yeah, she, and obviously she's from Edmonton. So she was very excited about what, you know, women wear to hockey games and is very excited about the NHL line.
So you're trying to go beyond the jersey, just throw the jersey on.
Yeah, I mean, but there's people that always want to wear the jersey yeah. and, you know, you look great doing it. But we want to give somebody options to wear, like if they want to wear a fun denim shirt, if they want to wear, you know, a cool hoodie, our jammies, our lounge set, you know, our shacket, our windbreaker, things like that. Yeah, we started with 9 styles. We have close to, well, with the NFL or NHL, we have about 10 styles. So yeah, we wanted to give people more options of what to wear. Our slogan is, you can wear it anywhere, 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 everywhere, not just like at the rink or the day of the game, you know?
Was the slogan harder to come up with than the clothes themselves?
No, slogan. No. I mean, it just rolls off your tongue, obviously. You can tell by how much I messed up.
No, I wasn't even meaning that. I was meaning like sometimes the slogan is that you can come up with everything, and then the slogan is like, what are you going to call this damn thing?
No, you'll like this. So I was, you know, we were at, I had this conversation with Alyssa Green about doing this line. And then I, you know, went to talk to my management team about it. And we were in San Francisco for the Super Bowl. And we went out to dinner. You know, they're my friends now, but they worked for my management team at the time, Jose and Corral. And we were having a dinner at Flower and Water. And in San Francisco, it was the Super Bowl. And I was telling them, I've got this idea. Like, we, you know, and then we started drinking and talking, and finally pens are coming out and we're writing on things, and we're like, but what are we going to call it? Like, what are we going to do? And like, we were like, EA, because that's what people call me. And then we were scribbling, like, we're like, where, and then you could do where NHL, where NFL, where NBA, and we are. And yeah, so all great ideas are created when you're drinking and eating a ton yes. of food. And yeah, that's how that happened. So that wasn't that hard. It happened in the matter of, you know, a couple hours and a couple bottles of wine. Felt it later, but the next morning, actually. But yeah, that wasn't that hard to come up with.
Was that a Super Bowl that you were working?
No, I was actually off that Super Bowl. I was just there making an appearance. The NFL had asked me to host kind of a chalk talk with women and wear their apparel and kind of talk to women about the way to style it and, you know, what I liked about it. And Alyssa had dressed me in the NFL's apparel. And we were just like, it's great, but we'd love to add our own spin to it. So then I went to this event. I talked to this writer. I think she was from Vogue or something. And I just said, God, there's like so many things that we could do with this. And then that went into that night, me going to dinner. And I was like, we got to figure this out. And yeah, 5-6 years we did.
I can't remember the last time I talked to a writer from Vogue. So good on you for that. Yeah, you're right about the booze and all that kind of stuff. Because I was thinking, if you're there for a Super Bowl, aren't you supposed to be focused on the game? But
There are Super Bowls where I am focused on the game. And I don't do very much. But that was a Super Bowl. It was close to home. I could go work. I could, go do. We work a lot during Super Bowls. Like, you are asked to go to a lot of events and so forth. So that's what I was doing there.
So is Matt's wife as funny as he is, or is she what keeps him level-headed?
She is very funny. Yeah. She is not as a dry funny as he is. She's like a cute, sweet funny. But yes, you would have to imagine anyone that is married to Matt Green has to have one hell of a sense of humor.
Top 5 funniest people I've ever met.
Yes, he is. Always makes my face hurt. And when he's rolling and he knows everybody's laughing at him, that's when it just gets better and better and better.
How did it get to that next step then? Because you've got the great idea and you're pitching it and you're kind of running into some roadblocks, which is wild that you would run into roadblocks about this, because it's such a cool idea as you look back on it now. What pushed it over the next step?
God, it's a great question. You know, I would say, and I have to be better about these things, maybe like writing them down, journaling, if you will.
I make them up, Aaron. I just make up a different story every time.
I think the pinch me moments that were happening was, okay, so Fanatics got on board. The NFL said yes. They pushed us right into the deep end and said, let's have a soft launch in the most powerful league that there is, the NFL, and see how it does. I'm very grateful for my team. We worked whatever the word is.
Yeah.
We worked very hard.
You worked day and night.
Yeah.
Work day and night.
He works hard for the money, to get this out there. And, I think there were a couple of things that happened when you were gifting to athletes and you would see their wives actually post, or when the Dallas Cowboys were selling it in their stadium, or the Hunt family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs that had actually won the Super Bowl that year, they're wearing it during the trophy presentation. One of the daughters had our sweater on and she was on the ground and, you know, doing snow angels in the confetti in her Lucky Wear by Aaron Andrews sweater. I mean, I remember coming downstairs and Jarrett was sitting in the living room and I was like, I'm gonna cry. This is unbelievable. So I feel like those are some of my pinch me moments. I feel like my team would probably have other ones too. Seeing her commercial for the first time. It's been really cool.
Which NHL fan base do you think is most connected to where?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it was created. Well, there's 2 fan bases that mean a lot to me. Yeah. Well, all 32 teams mean a lot to me, but. The Tampa Bay Lightning, obviously that was my first gig out of college. And, I will forever be grateful for my start. We've become very close with the Stamkoses, and, you know, love cheering for him. And, but obviously I married into the Los Angeles Kings organization and they've been super supportive of this as well. I have a good buddy that was with Tampa Bay when I started my career. Now he's in Nashville and he's doing everything he can to get it out in Smashville as well. But no, I'm excited. Like, obviously Edmonton's been really great about the whole thing because of the tie with Alyssa and I, but then, like, you know, I think it's LA Kings Part 2 is over in Calgary right now. And I've got the Luchiches, the Lewises, the Richardsons, you know, they're all texting me. When are you guys getting it out here? You know, I've got Courtney Muzzin in Toronto that's helping me out there. Britt Luch just texted me last night about a Seattle wife that wanted to get in touch with me and say thank you and stuff. So I think that's one thing that's been pretty cool about this whole ride, is getting so close to the family that we had here in Los Angeles. And now, unfortunately, as it always happens. They're everywhere now across the league. We've got the Cliffords in St. Louis, and Paige is doing her best to get it out there. So that's been really cool. It's been like a fun ride. The Quicks and Lesha Molson, she has a lot of ties to Buffalo and the Islanders as well, and she's been helping us out. So it really has been, it's become like a family thing, because those girls were with me in 14 when we were kind of talking about doing this. And now that we are, they're helping us push it throughout the league. Kind of a cool moment. We hadn't even, we had announced we signed a deal, that Ware signed a deal with the NHL. Yeah. I think, God, it was before football started. And it went out on blast. It was like on a press release for the NHL. And Jarrett woke up in the morning and he always reads his emails and he's like, there's a press release about Ware. And I was like, yeah. He's like, and he starts like Googling all these articles. He's like, Toronto Sun wrote something. It's in the Calgary paper. It's in. So it was like, babe, I have an NFL line. But the fact it hit NHL, like, it just rocked his world. It was very cool.
Is that really what he looks like when he wakes up and goes through his phone?
No, you should have just seen him. He just dropped the dog off. He looked a lot, very tired.
But I talked to him yesterday. He said that he had to go on with the young ones today. He was working them out a little bit. Yeah. I was trying to get him to do a cameo.
I know. I don't think he's really interested in any of the cameos. But I did tell him, now that we are in the NHL, I need him. I need his help. He is going to have to be a little PR machine.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, just try.
Yeah.
A touch. So what's the next step? You're going to come and do some rink appearances? You're going to do some? Yeah.
We only have a couple months. We are in week 11 of the NFL, and this puppy is almost over. And after that, I'm going to do everything I can, make some rink appearances. I have some good friends playing all over the league that I'd love to see. And we're going to work heavily with getting out to that NHL store. We've got to come to Vegas. I mean, Martinez is out there.
Yeah.
So Marty, we gotta get out there too. So looking forward to it. Really kind of honing in on the NHL female customer and giving her some wear to wear anywhere, everywhere.
Aaron, you can just come and hang out with us. You don't need to see Marty. Like,
just
hang out with us.
I will come see you guys. I don't even know if Marty cares about me anymore, but he's moved on.
Who do you watch if you guys sit at home and watch a game?
Have every freaking team. We have all 32 teams. Are you kidding me? Like, last night I was trying to watch Sunday Night Football and Jared's like clicking around, you know, during break, just like, I just got to catch up. I mean, we're always obviously checking in on the Lightning, but my husband he loves watching the game. And so we always have it on in our house. I mean, I feel like I know every storyline. I mean, not all of them, but I mean, pretty up to date in our house of what's going on.
Who talks more about their sport, you or him, when you guys have your couple conversations?
Me, because I'm more vocal.
Yeah, well, I just know him, and that goes with that statement.
Yes, I'm very vocal. But now that the Kings are rolling and the Ontario Reign are rolling, baby, I mean, we're talking about it all day long. Quickie Babes looks good.
Look at you supporting the whole organization.
Yeah, well, you got to. I mean... Yeah.
Johnny is going right now.
Looks like he hopped in a time machine, sweet baby. I love him so much.
Can you believe some of the stuff he does on the ice?
Like, no, I wish. Oh, he's not laying like that. So our dog, I mean, golden retrievers, they do that sploot position where I basically call it the Jonathan Quick. He like sploots at, like, you know, Quickie Babes does that. And we've had Quickie over a few times at the house when, like, Howie's laying there and he's like, look at this guy's hips. I'm like, Quickie, it looks like your hips.
How do you do that? I'd show you my dog, but my wife's out shopping for ACL surgery options because our lab just blew out the knee. So tell Howie to stretch those knees.
Yeah.
And groins. Do you call him Howie?
We call him Howie. We call him Boo Boos. We call him How How. Boo Boo. Boo Boosh.
Hey, Howie. I've never met Howie. I've just seen him on all the videos and stuff.
Oh yeah.
He's getting chill, eh? He's starting to
Four or five is when they get pretty chill.
Yeah.
He's good. He has like his 2 minutes of like hi 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 hi. And then he chills. Yeah.
Is that after Jared gets off the phone and goes ha ha ha?
Yeah. He's just so happy when mom's home because this is a time of year I'm not home at all. So he's really happy. Yeah.
Who's your favorite player currently in the National Hockey League? It can't be a connection. Can't be a connection to 14, though.
Oh, that's rude.
Otherwise, we just go through the roster again.
I know. I was going to say it's going to be Quickie Babes Do or Kobe. okay. That's easy for me. Oh, it can't be connection. I was going to say Jeffrey Carter.
Okay. First of all, can I just say, I couldn't believe that Pittsburgh did that trade because he had the extra year in his contract. I will fully admit.
Together when it happened.
Really? With that extra year, I was like, are they like, that's too steep of a price for that cap hit for the extra year. I own that. I was totally wrong about that. Imagine them without him this year.
I don't know anything. I don't know how they're doing it. We were able to spend some time with Sydney this summer, and that was my first time hanging with him, and I absolutely fell in love with him. So I'm all in on Sydney. And yeah, Jeffrey Carter, like, I mean, him or the Lightning, if the Kings can't win it all, I want them to. But yeah, love that it's going well for them. I don't really know what they traded for, what they got, any of that stuff. I just know, like, you know, he looked great in that uniform.
I just didn't want to start gushing about him and have somebody go, hey, you panned the trade at the time. I own it. I was wrong. And so what was it like when he got, you were with him when he got traded?
Yeah, we were all together.
Can you share any of that?
Yeah. I mean, I think my husband, I know he talked about it on LA Kings Live. he did. We were together for Jonathan and Jackie's son's birthday party, actually. And it was the day of the trade deadline. So they had a day off. We were all together. And it was really, really, really hard. It was really emotional. And as you can imagine, because we had all been together and the people that were over were the 14 group, like we had all the core of us. And Matt and Jarrett were actually at a rain game and they left to come be with us. And it was really sad and emotional, but at the same time, it was so special because, everybody came like from the 14 that were left and the boys were just upstairs, like going through every play and talking. And I know Jarrett had said that on, the game that he did the next night after Cards was traded, and, all the girls were together and stuff. And at one point you'd hear us all laughing and then one point we'd all be crying, but it was sad, but it was also really cool because I know guys talk about this all the time, like between the guys and the girls, that was such a tight group that you just really feel like when one of yours gets sent to another team, like you're so special that you have that, you know, family and that group and you'll always have those memories and stuff. So it was emotional, but it was really cool.
Yeah. Until I moved to Vegas, I didn't realize how important that team group was with the spouses, and it's been the savior for us on that side of it. I have to ask you, because you brought it up, Sid, like what's the Sid that you see like compared to the Sid that we see?
Oh, I only got to meet him for like a night. I was just saying this actually to Michael Strahan. Somebody asked me something about Stray that maybe other people wouldn't know. And the one thing I would say about Stray is like, you hope he's as fabulous as like what he presents himself to be on television, on Good Morning America, on Fox Football, and he is. And Sid, like, you know, I just always known him to be the face of the NHL. He was adorable. He couldn't have been sweeter. Like, he was such a nice guy. I was begging him to stay longer where we were. I was like, come on, just stay for the weekend. Like, the Lightning were playing, come watch. He was such an awesome guy. And I remember seeing Jeff, or maybe we talked to him after and I was like, oh no, because it was the off season. I was like, we just met Sid. Like, he couldn't have been cooler. So really, really great guy.
So the clothing line with the National Hockey League, there's the females, they're just clamoring to get something different and unique and fashionable. What about dudes?
Well, actually, we are announcing today that Sydney is the face of Wear by Aaron Andrews. Sorry, Jarrett, and sorry, Matt Green. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I wish. If I could get our sweatshirt on Sidney Crosby, I'd be fine. Jeff Carter, too. Yeah, no, a lot of our stuff we are starting to make, like, unisex because, you know, it's just, like, Jarrett and Matt literally see some of the stuff, and we're like, a guy would wear this. I mean, we had I know this doesn't surprise you. We had a day where all the clothes came in for our 2022 line, and I just said to Jarrett, come over if you want to see it. And he starts throwing stuff on and he was like, yeah, I could do this. But that's our goal in the end. Come on, like, why wouldn't you? Right.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Now, he's a neat freak. So yeah. did he fold them up?
I have to tell you something. Hold on. Nobody knows this. So we have this sweatshirt for NFL and NHL. So it's our, like, you know, kind of oversized sweatshirt. And on the back of it is a play. Matt and
Jared
made this play up in the development room of the Kings. So Greener and Stoley Babes made this up.
Really?
Yeah.
That is wild. So how did that come about? Like, how does that get from the board onto a sweatshirt?
Well, we obviously show like our manufacturing group and Alyssa, that was her idea. She was like, I kind of want to do like an X's and O's kind of thing. So we were on the boys and we were like, hey, can y'all come up with something and try to figure it out? And like Greener did something on the board and Jared's like, yeah, but let me, and I like took pictures of it. We were at dinner and he's like drawing on it. But yeah, so this is a play that Jared and Matt came up with.
Did they sign it? Is there any subliminal like JS?
I don't think Kraken would appreciate that or any of the other 31 teams out there, but yeah. So kind of cool. Yeah, I haven't told anybody that yet.
Well, breaking news on the Chirp.
You know
it. With Aaron. Before we let you go, because I know you're super busy on this, but I'm going to like use our friendship to get one or two extra minutes.
Sure.
Do you talk to Jared while you're on the air with secret words? Do you guys ever play the word game? You never do that?
No, but I do text him during the game.
I just wondered if like you said, hey, get in the word stomp tonight. And that'll be, you never do that?
No, because I just like talk to him when I'm off camera. Like I'll text him on camera.
That's half the fun of what I do is, no, I don't talk to Jen, but I talk to like the guys in the office and stuff like that.
No. I'm too concerned of like, am I getting this out? I have 15 seconds. If I screw up,
yeah,
a million people just saw me and it's going to ruin my day.
Do you still get nervous?
Yes. Every single game. And then once I get my first hit done, I'm fine.
Yeah. It's amazing how that first one just relaxes and you just like, you have 10 times more confidence after that first.
Yeah. Hit. I am an absolute like disaster. I'm shaking. I'm talking to myself over and over and trying to do it right. It's like right as the boys are throwing it to me, I like think to myself, oh my gosh, what if I forget? And I'm like, what am I doing? What are they saying? Like it's 8,000 voices in my head. It's not good.
What's your game day routine? What's the one thing you have to do on game day?
Well, I have to eat before I'm a real brat. Probably have 2 cups of coffee. Nothing too crazy. I mean, I like a good amount of music. I have to work out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just to kind of get the blood flowing, bad moods out, anything, like just get, you know, the body going.
Who's neater, you or Jared?
Jared.
Is like
I'm a slob compared to him.
I heard that he and Martinez lived together for a little bit. Marty crashed out at his house because it wasn't like full time. It was Marty's lease was up. So it was the end of the season. Might have been 2012.
Maybe.
And stayed at the house. And Jared, the only reason Jared let him stay there is because Marty was neater than him.
Yes. Yes. Jared is, if you're a Friends fan, Monica Geller, like super neat, OCD. there's a lot of lecturing about, he's really good during the season. When the season's not going on, it's like, hey, babe, pick up your stuff. But like, I have 8,000 boxes at the house right now. It's just a lot, which is also the reason why we got an office, because he didn't want this stuff at our house.
Yeah. The office looks nice though.
Thank you.
Like looks amazing. Thanks. And did he build the shelf behind you?
He didn't build the shelf, but he had his hand in a lot of stuff here. Yeah.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, where do we get it? How do we find it? I have it, but I'd rather have you say it.
So we get it at Fanatics, official NHLshop.com. And if you don't have it in your team's pro shop, tell them you want it.
Okay. I'll go there. I'm going for a meeting right now. I will go to the Arsenal and the Armory and tell them. And can I get it on Uber Eats?
I don't think so, but you could get a lot on Uber Eats right now.
When did that come out? Because I just saw it for the first time yesterday.
I think it came out last week, actually. Yeah.
And how many takes for the football players?
They were good. I was the issue. Yeah. It's like the director that wants you to do it 15 times because he thinks it's going to be different. I'm like, I'm not an actress. Like, it's not going to get different. It's 105 degrees here in Miami. Can we just like get this over with? I'm in leather pants. What's going on?
When did you tape it, record it?
Like 2 months ago. 2 months ago. Yeah.
How did you fit that into a season?
I don't know. I definitely complained about it. But once it was over, it was fine because we had a great dinner in Miami.
EA, thank you for doing this. Really appreciate it. And when you come to Vegas, please like let me know and we'll hang out.
I will. I don't think I'm hitting it this year with football, but I definitely will let you know. And I did not answer the one question you asked about who's my favorite player and they can't be tied to 14.
Yeah.
I will not say who, like I can't give you one, but Kucherov, Hedman, Vasilevskiy and Stamkos are like my dreams.
Now, if I like, I'm new to the game, but I think they all play for one team and they all play for Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
No, no. Did your dad still go to games?
Yeah. No, he hasn't been obviously because of the pandemic, but he still roots for them. And yeah, it's been fun the last 2 years.
It's always great to talk to somebody from Brandon.
God.
Even though it's Florida, it's the wrong Brandon. So always nice to talk to somebody from Brandon. Good luck with it. You're fabulous. And I can't believe you got the side hustle. That's the biggest side hustle in the whole wide world with Ware. But need to get the backstory. And as a hockey fan, I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Should also mention, and Aaron will for sure be stopping by here, there's the new NHL shop in New York City at Hudson Yards. It's amazing, and I can't wait to get there. I've seen pictures of it, and they've got everything going on. It's one of those places where it's like the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Every time you go to Toronto, you got to stop by the Hockey Hall of Fame and see what new exhibits are on or peruse the trophies. The NHL shop in New York City at Hudson Yards is one of those places that just has to be on your list if you're a hockey fan. Stop by, hang out, grab a coffee, and just look at everything that you want from your favorite team. And more. So make sure that you pop by there and see the new Ware by Aaron Andrews. You know, there's some supply chain issues right now. I don't know that anybody's heard about this, but it's tough getting some products. So order now if you're going to order your Christmas gift for the family. Anybody in your family, order it now. And I would strongly suggest the Ware line by Aaron. This is a situation where I saw this in the mid 70s, the Philadelphia Flyers wore these patches for hockey cards. I think we should do that there. So NHL sweaters should, when you're the Stanley Cup champion, you should wear a patch that acknowledges that you're the Stanley Cup champion the whole year. It may cause the other team to get mad and want to beat you even more. That's what hockey people will think. I guarantee you that's why teams don't do it, because you don't want to motivate the other team. But I think it'd be cool to wear that, because you can't wear your ring. You don't wear the ring all the time, the Stanley Cup champion. But every time you pull on the sweater the next year, you've got that patch that says you're the Stanley Cup champion. I think that would be, that's my fashion idea for this show. Ben Bishop is making some noise, or there's some noise about Ben Bishop. I want to tell you about this. He wants to play again. He's eligible to be activated. He didn't play at all last year. He's coming off knee surgery. The Stars have to make some moves to make him active and to get him on the roster. But I wanted to just give you a little heads up in case that starts making the rounds in the league, that Ben Bishop, the big goaltender with the Dallas Stars, who played with Tampa Bay, went to a Stanley Cup final. He was a partner of Quickie Babies in LA for a little bit. And I think that he's got some more game to give. One of the great puck handlers of our game. So there's that part of it. And congratulations to the New York Islanders, who complete their 13-game road trip this week. It could have buried them. They need one win in the last couple of games to guarantee being over 500 when they launch their new arena at UBS. And I cannot believe what they've been through. They've been like out in the road, home, out in the road, home, like four times. And it's been crazy what the coaching staff has done there, and Barry Trotz and company, and the players themselves. And that is one of those ones that even if you're a top contender, you could have been snowed under and been playing catch up all year long. The fact that they've come through it the way they have, the New York Islanders will win the Metro Division this year. It goes without saying. And I also count it as a 14-game road trip, because they've never played at UBS Arena before. And that's going to be a new experience. So it's a 14-game road trip before they get going. So congratulations to everybody, Lou Lamoriello and company, all around the New York Islanders. Fun stuff happening there. Fun stuff with UBS opening up a second arena new to the National Hockey League this year. And thank you to Aaron Andrews for popping by the program. She just sent a note, said that the green room was actually well stocked and well done. So just confirmation of what we do here on the Chirp with Darren Millard. We'll chat with you next week, and who knows what we'll be talking about in this wonderful, wild, and ever-evolving world of the National Hockey League.